Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada to talk about scams that Marion County residents should pay attention to.
Well, first off, it's tax return season, and it's also season for one of those things that's funny until it's really not. Chief, something happened to you very recently, of all people. First off, what did you receive and how did you respond to it?
Well, what I received is the police department received a fax addressed personally to me telling me that I was in line to inherit something like $70 million. It was an obvious scam, but it said that somebody with my last name died in another country with this insurance policy, and that since no one had claimed it in 5 years, that it was mine if I wanted it, and all I had to do was send some information to them. Of course, I ignored it. This is a very common scam. It's been around for decades. What ends up happening is you just spend a lot of money and get nothing in return.
What's the easiest way to spot something like this? I mean, sometimes they are very obvious and they're not very well written, but some of them are a little bit more subtle.
Well, I look at a few things, or I tell people to look at a few things. If the scam is demanding something right away, that's usually an indication there's something wrong here. If you're getting a phone call from someone saying they're with a bank or a federal government or something like that, and that you owe money, even law enforcement is a current one I hear a lot, that's probably fake. We don't call people to warn them. We have warrants out for your arrest. We come find you and we take you to jail. If someone's asking you to send money or pay a fine or some kind of fee, and they're asking you to do it with a gift card of some sort, whether it's a Walmart card, an iTunes card, or a refillable credit card, that's a good indication it's a scam. Nobody reputable is going to take a Walmart gift card as payment for something.
Who is most targeted by things like these?
It's everybody. It's across the board. They look at elderly, they look at young. They don't care. The scammers' method of operation is they send out hundreds, if not thousands, of these calls every day and just looking for one or two people to bite.
What are some easy ways to, A, protect yourself from something like these, or B, what should people do?
Well, the first thing they should do is if you receive information that you've won something but you have to pay a fee to get it, that's an indication it's false. Iowa and United States laws, for the most part, say you take taxes out before you get your award in most cases. So that's a fake. If they're from another country, that's usually a good indication it's a fraud, too. If you have to communicate with someone in Canada or Kenya or something like that, there's an indication that's a fraud. If you're not sure, ask somebody else to look it over and give you a second opinion. If it's too good to be true, it usually is. You can't win a contest you don't enter. If someone calls you saying that they're with a representing an organization, get the name of that organization, then go online or in the phone book and find the phone number of that group and call that number. Don't call the number they give you.
What should someone do if they have been targeted by a scam? Is it just throw it away? Should they report it to someone? I guess, what are the options for them?
There's a couple things you can do. If you didn't bite on the scam, just throw it away. If it really irritates you enough, there is a group called IC3. It's a government organization. You can find them online, and their whole job is to track down computer and frauds of this nature. There's an online form you can fill out. Give them the information you have, and they'll follow up on it as they can.
What advice would you give to people in this season, I guess, to continue protecting themselves if they're going to come into some money for this situation for tax return season? How would you protect yourself, and how much advice would you give to other people?
Well, this is tax return season. If you're getting a tax return when it comes in, if you did not have it deposited directly, as soon as you get it deposited quickly. Endorse the check for deposit only, deposit in your bank. Even if it's only in there an hour and you take a withdrawal, that's the best way to protect yourself there. If you get a check from someone else asking you to deposit it for them, maybe they say, yeah, I've got this tax return check. Would you mind depositing it for me, cashing it for me? Unless you know the person very well, I'd be very hesitant because there are a lot of forged checks out there. There are a lot of fraudulent checks out there, and you might be out a lot of money.
Any other advice you would give to people at this time to just not be scammed other than the very general things?
That's it. And again, the biggest thing is when in doubt, call somebody. Talk to somebody. No legitimate business is going to be in such a big rush that they're not going to give you time to consult with either an attorney or a trusted person to give you an opinion as to whether or not you should go forward.
Thanks to Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.